The Music Haven Concert Series presents world-class concerts in Schenectady, New York. All their shows are scheduled to take place in Schenectady Central Park on the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven stage with a rain site at Proctor's in case of inclement weather. Mona Golub is the Music Haven Concert Series producing artistic director. She joins us to tell us what is left on their schedule for this very busy summer. It's a great pleasure to welcome Mona Golub to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Joe, it's a great pleasure to be here.
A delight to have you with us. So give us a sense of how this whole series got started in the first place.
Well, I found myself 26 or so years ago traveling to nearby major cities to see music from around the world. Whether I was going to Philly or Montreal, Boston or New York City, I wanted to hear bands from Africa and South America and parts of the world from which artists who were playing here were not coming. And really, that's where the seed was planted. I started thinking, how can we get some of them to stop here?
And how did you, what was the answer to that question of getting them to stop here?
Well, a combination of things, but really teaching myself how to produce concerts, how to work with agents and managers and find out who was coming to the United States across the summer, and actually how to produce concerts from beginning to end.
And as cliched as this sounds, is it one of those things that if you build it, they will come? Because you also have to build an audience as well.
It has taken years to do that, but at this point, I would say many of the folks who come to Music Haven shows trust that even if they haven't heard the name of the artist or haven't necessarily heard their music on the air, they know that they will be treated to a quality performance and it's worth the investment of their time.
How many concerts do you give yourself a summer? Do you want to give people?
Well, there are 6 shows each summer. Mm-hmm. And over the years, we've produced well over 400 in Central Park and Washington Park. We used to do a Monday night series there as well.
So do you look at it as a season of this is I want to accomplish these things and I want this difference, or does it come down to availability or all of the above?
It's a bit free form, so I would say it comes down to all of the above. We know that our mission is to travel the world one concert at a time. So the effort is to ensure that many of the bands that we bring in, many of the artists that we bring in are from places, from which artists don't often play here in these parts, but we never know what order that will take.
What do you think we as an audience learn from this idea of international music?
Well, I've always believed that culture is best shared through music and art and food, and those are really brought together within the scope of these concerts. They are cultural experiences. And for the scope of about 2 to 2.5 hours, sitting in the beautiful park in the heart of Schenectady, we can actually travel to another country, to another place, to another locale, even across this great nation of ours, and experience the feel, the culture, the spirit, and the passion of that place.
It's fascinating because we often think about that when we go to a concert and we pay money to see someone on stage, that it's someone that we like and there's a familiarity. Mm-hmm. And what's fascinating about this is that as you indicated, there may not be, and not even of the music, but of the culture. And so it is opening yourself up to that and being ready to learn and also, of course, enjoy the music as a whole.
I agree, and yet I think there's always a hook. Each and every one of the concerts features a group that either has been recognized in some fabulous way, has performed at a world-class venue that people in this area do recognize. So they know that a free performance here is special and probably worth catching. In many cases, music is played on some of the wonderful programming right here at WAMC, National Public Radio, which expands and broadens, I think, its audience's horizons in terms of music beyond the mainstream, but nevertheless, artists who are at the very top of their game and deserve to be heard by wider audiences, as well as new artists who are turning heads and opening ears.
So two of the shows that are coming up, one on August 2nd is the Joey Alexander Trio. This is an 11-year-old Indonesian jazz piano prodigy. This is an amazing kid.
He is. And actually, I have to admit, he just turned 12 about a week and a half ago.
All right. Well, happy
birthday.
But
nevertheless,
we'll celebrate.
He's incredible. He was first heard overseas in Bali, Indonesia, where he is from, by Herbie Hancock and Wynton Marsalis. And it's names like those, I think, that help people understand the caliber of talent that we're talking about here. This young man not only hears and understands the music from jazz across the years, but he's improvising. He has passion, and he actually has a depth of feel that many jazz aficionados are saying is just incredibly uncanny for anybody, much less a child of 12.
And he will be performing with the Schenectady County Community College jazz group.
The jazz combo from SCCC was just recognized by Downbeat magazine earlier this year, and they will be opening the show. Joey will be here with his trio, with bass and drums, and he actually is performing at the Newport Jazz Festival the evening before he'll be at Music Haven.
Wow. So then, nice next stop. That's great.
Quite. It's a 1-2 punch.
And then one of my my favorite people, Felicia Collins, is coming on the 9th of August. She was part of the CBS Orchestra, led by Paul Schaefer, on The Late Show with David Letterman, and from this region and coming home.
She is. She was the guitarist and vocalist on the Late Show with David Letterman for 22 years. As most people know, Dave just retired, and Felicia has a little bit of time to come back and rock the hometown, and she can't wait.
That's really terrific. Is that a hard sell? One of my questions, I guess, was in getting people to come here, of saying, well, this is what we're doing. Does it become easier after you've been doing it for a while because you have the reputation that you have?
You know, I'm not sure exactly what stories go in those circles, but the only difficulty I've ever had in terms of booking is logistics and travel. Otherwise, artists have welcomed the opportunity to come and play in Schenectady at Music Haven. And I think they leave with some special stories about the memorable experience they've had and how wonderfully welcomed they felt by our audiences.
You've spoken a couple of times in our brief conversation this morning about the special nature of hearing music outside and in this park. What is it about that site and about hearing music outdoors that you think is such a special experience?
Well, I believe that there's something special about playing in open spaces. There is a freedom of expression people have. It's multi-generational. It's multi-ethnic. People can dance. People can stand and chat with one another. People can sit comfortably in a chair, or they can bring a blanket or a chair of their own to sit on the hill. Mm-hmm. They can sit as close or as far away as they'd like. The air is clean and fresh. The camaraderie, the spirit behind it, I think is really what makes it special. People go to these concerts because they want to hear the show. They want to hear the musicians play. And there's this mutual respect between artist and audience that is sometimes missed in more formal venues where there are barriers up between the two.
Have you noticed a growth in the series that goes along with the overall growth and arts and culture scene that is brewing and brimming in Schenectady?
Well, I have certainly lived through the 26 years of Music Haven and watching the art scene develop across the whole capital region. Certainly, Proctor's is driving a lot of that in the heart of Schenectady now. But whereas there may have been a couple of free concert series during the summer when I first started, now there are many. And people can see a free concert probably just about any night of the week around here during the summer. We think we've preserved a niche at Music Haven in traveling the concert series, you know, with bands from around the world and around the country. But there definitely is something special about being outdoors and being free-spirited.
How do you see the series evolving over time in the future? You're happy with 6. That works?
Yes. That's a good number, I think. And luckily, the sponsorships that we've received from businesses around town that have helped us continue the series and continue to up the caliber as time goes on have made the series more of a draw to people and to the media. And all of that truly, I think, helps to develop not only the artists' careers, but the audiences who will come and experience something a little bit different.
Mm. So the idea is to up the caliber. That's always the plan for the next year.
I would say at least to keep the caliber where it is, but certainly there's never, I'm never at a loss to find artists who are fabulous, who have never been here before or haven't been here in so long and have done wonderful things since the last time that they were here.
So here are the two examples. The Joey Alexander Trio is performing on August 2nd at the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven stage. And it's an 11-year-old Indonesian jazz piano prodigy, 12 years old now, 12 years old. And it's going to be an amazing night of music. Also, Felicia Collins on the 9th of August, formerly with the CBS Orchestra on The Late Show with David Letterman on CBS. And a great night of blues and funk and rock. And certainly will be a wonderful evening. You can find out more information by going to musichavenstage.org. musichavenstage.org for more information. Reminder that all of this takes place in Schenectady Central Park on the Music Haven stage, but in case of rain, you go to Proctor's.
Best rain site in town?
Not a bad place at all. All of that can be found. Information, make a plan, musichavenstage.org, musichavenstage.org. Mona Golub is the Music Haven Concert Series producing Artistic Director. And Mona, thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Chip.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.